Cape Talk, new beginnings.
Today's new beginning is a business story that begins with two moms wanting to help one of their children with an idea on how to learn more about entrepreneurship. And as all good entrepreneurial stories began, a business idea was born. Those two moms are with us in studio. You are sisters, in fact, as well as moms Lee Swart and Bronwyn King. Welcome to the studio. It's great to have you with
us. Thank you, Papa. Thank you.
And the business in question we're talking about is Dandelion Jewelry. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Where did it all begin? Lee, can we start with you?
Well, it started really. My 13-year-old daughter is in grade 7 this year, and they have quite a big EMS project that they have to research. And in discussions with her and looking into different ideas, I stumbled across a beautiful jewelry item and just really loved the story behind it. And yeah, that's how. Just by chance, really. Mm. That's how the thing started.
I'm sorry if I'm sitting here laughing. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you because my 13-year-old grade 7 daughter has just finished her entrepreneurship project. And I'm feeling a little bit ordinary for having made lemonade when you made beautiful jewelry. Where did it go from there?
Then we started selling at the market. We actually wanted to introduce it to people who have not seen it before. At the market is also a good way for us to interact with people, which is also what we love doing. Mm-hmm. And that's where it went from there.
Okay, so let's take a step back and explain for those who can't see what I'm looking at. You've both walked into the studio with a beautiful pendant hanging on a chain around your necks, but it's very much more than just a piece of jewelry. It's a personalized piece. What is so special about these?
Well, we call them My Story Lockets, and that's essentially what it's about. It's almost like a charm bracelet, but it's in the form of a pendant. The locket has a glass front and a glass back, and it actually opens up, and one could insert different charms into the locket. They look like they're floating. But the charms represent really meaningful experiences or memories or sentimental value, perhaps even, and they come in different categories.
Okay, so for example, one of you, I'm not sure which it is, has the birthstones of your children.
Yes.
Slipped into your locket. I can see a little heart and a little star. There are names engraved on some of them. So you can really personalize it.
To the extent
that you want.
100%.
Okay, so it started as a school project. I have to ask, did you get an A+? I mean, how did you do at school?
Oh, yes, absolutely. No, definitely. Yeah.
But when you first then had the idea that this was something that actually had been so successful at the market, you were going to turn it into your own business. Yeah. What was your background? Had either of you had experience running your own businesses before this?
Many years ago, I ran a ballet studio. I had experience in that, and it was successful. It was fun. I enjoyed it. It taught me life lessons like perseverance, which is obviously something that I brought across to my daughter. Reaching for your dreams, aiming high, going for it, that sort of positive attitude is what I would have gained out of my experience with the ballet school. And Lee's brought a great deal to the business as well. She's got a lot of experience in her industry. Maybe she can say something.
That's tourism, isn't it, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah. I've about just short of 20 years in travel and tourism and also the hotel industry, which, you deal a lot with people. Which we find is fantastic also bringing to the business and dealing with people and especially with the My Story Lockets, which we love, is hearing other people's story and how they seem to open up as they come and look at the little charms and you explain what it's all about and how it works, how they slowly just open up and you hear all of their lovely stories. It's very special.
It's wonderful in a way. I mean, you're dealing with people who are always commemorating something happy. It must be a wonderful way to go through life that you always... I don't know. Have you had people do memorial lockets, for example, to memorialize somebody who's been lost?
We've had that. We've had a dad buy for his wife who was about to give birth to their third baby boy, and he bought charms that were specific to her, a birthstone for their new baby, plus the two other children. Sweet. That was really special. We've had many, many different stories. We had a lady who was a breast cancer survivor. She bought one of our ribbons.
Yeah.
And it's really been an interesting journey to to hear from people's stories.
Somebody has already sent a WhatsApp asking to us to explain the size of the locket, asking could I, for example, put a keyring size photograph of my child into them?
You could put a photo into them. We have two different sizes at the moment in our range. We've got a 30mm locket and a 25mm locket.
Okay, so you'd have to trim the photograph
you'd
from
have
that
to
trim
it
to the size, but you could pop that in.
Yes, yes.
I mean, it reminds me, there was a time, I remember, where a heart-shaped locket was all the fashion,
yes,
and you opened
yes.
it up and inside were the couple.
Mementos,
yes, etc. Yeah. So it's a very modern and very stylish take on that idea with a bit more symbolism rather than the actual photograph necessarily.
Exactly.
I'm interested to know how your daughter feels about the fact that you sort of hijacked her school project and turned it into your own business.
No, she enjoys it very, very much. She wears hers and she really enjoys it, and she loves horse riding, so she's got a horse riding charm in it. And yeah, no, she's encouraged by us as well.
Okay, so I mean, Lee, that original idea of what Brahma described of wanting to be inspiring, leading the way, female entrepreneurs, showing her that it can be done, that you've got to put your mind to it and go for it. Do you think that part of the project has been a success?
Most definitely, yes.
Good, glad to hear. A few people asking what they're made of and where they're made, etc. Can we talk a little bit about the actual nuts and bolts of where they're manufactured and out of what?
We're importing them at the moment, and then we assemble the different components here in South Africa. They are made out of a surgical grade stainless steel. They come with a plain frame or ones with little cubic zirconias like the one I'm wearing. The glass is also watch grade, so your charms are very safe
inside,
and some of them have a twist mechanism. And some of them have a magnetic catch, so
they're safe inside. They're not going to fall out.
Okay. Let's talk about the business part of the journey. So you had the great idea, you sourced a product, you've brought it into the country, and now, as you've said, you're still in quite early stages.
You're
working through markets, etc. What is that experience telling you? Do you think that this is something that's going to grow into a larger scale project down the line?
Well, thus far, the feedback that we've had, and that was also one of the reasons why we chose to introduce at the markets to begin with, is because we can have that feedback from our clients one-on-one. We can establish a relationship on that level. And so far, people have been very, very positive. We get wonderful remarks. They say it's very cute, it's lovely, what a nice idea, what a beautiful gift idea. So yes, based on that, we're going step by step. And it's little steps. We have a bigger vision, but we're taking it one step at a time.
Lee, how competitive is the market in this country?
I think there are another couple of online agencies or online shops that also have the product. We haven't seen many actually at the market showcasing the products. So I think with that, we're doing it a little bit differently because we really want to interact more with people. And like we say, to hear their story, to share their stories. We find that important to initially interact more, you know, one-on-one, and then move on to online, hopefully by next year. Also to look at pop-up shops to create a bit of excitement, you know, to come and see us at the pop-up shop at the mall or, so in future we're hoping to go that way, but initially to be at markets to interact with people. That's more what was important to us to get it going.
So two very important things I haven't asked you. One is the cost of the lockets, and the second is which markets you're at, so listeners can come and take a look.
The cost of the locket starts at 290 rand, and then up from there. The neck pieces range from 150 depending on the length. So those are your investment pieces. And then your charms range from 20 rand, 30 rand, 40 rand.
Okay, so that's you can really add to it
at
a very reasonable cost.
Yep.
So once you've invested in the locket, you can maybe add a charm each birthday for a child. Or something like that. It's sitting here, it strikes me, we've got daughters in grade 7. For many of them, that's the end of the primary school journey. They'll be moving on to new schools, friendships left behind that they might want to find a way of treasuring. What a lovely sort of gift to take with you if you're going on separate paths, or I'm thinking of children who are emigrating who want to keep a little piece of money with them. I love the way you've melded, I mean, the idea of wanting the concept of a business that will obviously make money for you, but it's something so personalized and just with such a beautiful story behind it. Now, where do we come and see them for ourselves and buy them for ourselves?
towards the end of the year, we're going to be at the Lawrenceford Christmas Market. Mm-hmm. That's on the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of December. And then at the Blauwklippen Twilight Market from the 19th until the 23rd of December.
Okay, so that's Lawrenceford from the 1st to the 3rd and the 19th to the 23rd at Blauwklippen.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And outside of the Christmas season, are you a regular at any particular market every weekend?
We are regular at the Blauwklippen Market.
Okay.
So every other Sunday we are there.
And it's such a great market to visit anyway. All the beautiful fruit and veg as well.
Yes.
Okay, so Blauwklippen Market just outside Stellenbosch. For those who haven't been there, it's worth visiting, even without the excuse of going to go and look at the Dandelion products. I know you wanted to put out an offer on social media today.
Yes, please.
Yes.
We would love to give a festive giveaway of a locket and some charms. And to do this, you can like and share our Facebook page with the hashtag #MyStoryLocket.
My Story Locket. And the Facebook page is Dandelion Jewelry. What's behind the name?
Well, I think the inspiration was really, whenever I think of a dandelion, I think of a little girl blowing the dandelion, and the feeling of your wishes coming true. And I think really that positivity is what we want to give out. And the name just seemed so good, so apt. So, that's...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to see the little seeds of this business take flight.
Yeah,
Dandelion
you.
Jewelry, if you're looking for the Facebook page, remember to use the hashtag #MyStoryLocket. If you like and share that Facebook page, you could be in line to win one of these gorgeous lockets for yourself. Otherwise, look for them at the Lawrenceford Market and also at the Blauwklippen Market. So Lawrenceford from the 1st to the 3rd of December, Blauwklippen from the 19th to the 23rd of December. It's been lovely to meet both of you. Thanks so much for coming in to share the story with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I feel quite inadequate at the level of my school projects. I must say, I'm going to have to revisit the drawing board substantially after this interview. Thanks to those of you already saying that you like the look of them. We've shared some photos on Twitter and on our Facebook platforms. If you'd like to have a look at some photos, you'll find them there as well.